A chevra. So every one of us knows the whole ma'isa with the brachos. And when Yaakov comes in, and his father thinks Esau's walking in, and Yitzchak says to Yaakov Avinu, Gishono shkoli b'ni, come closer, I want to kiss you, kiss me. Vayigash v'yishach lo, and he drew close and he kissed him. Vayorach es reach begadav, he smelled the scent of his clothing vayrachei when he blessed him. The mamish, he smelled on Yaakov Avinu the scent of Gan Eden on Yaakov Avinu. And Rashi there says, "Shenasam bo reach toiv." There was a good scent. V'zeu sode tapuchim. It was specifically a smell of apples, of tapuchim. What's pshat? What does that mean? Why tapuchim? Why a scent of apples? So I saw an incredible Torah from the Hilgi Yismach Moshe. Yismach Moshe, if we understood who Yismach Moshe was, the Yismach Moshe used to tell he knew who he was a Gilgul, who his previous Gilgulim were. And he remembered the previous Gilgulim. We'll talk about it after if you want. I don't want to get carried away in it, because if I even tell you who one of them was, Yimamish, we're going to have to... We have to stop here right there. But that Yisrael, the Halig Yisrael Moshe. So Yisrael Moshe explains, what's Pshat that he smelled the scent of an apple? So first of all, we know the Gemara in Shabbos that says, based on the Pasuk, Shirashirim, Ketapuach Ba'atzeh Ayar, that we're compared to the apples, Lamanim Shu Yisrael Tapuach, Ma Tapuach Piryo Kodam Le'elov Kach Yisrael Agdimanas V'nishma, that by a tapuach, by an apple, the fruit comes before its leaves. So too, we said Nasa before we said Nishma. But what does that mean over here? What's going on? Why at this moment? Is that what's Pshat? So because we said Nasa before Nishma, what's that have to do with Yaakovinu? This is a long time prior. So Yisrael Moshe suggests something unbelievable. I managed to saw this Torah again. It was like, you ready for this Torah? He says, the Gemara in Bracha says, Afilu Paishi Yisrael, Mileim mitzvos karimon. That even Paish Yisrael are Jews that are doing many, 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 many averos. Bali averos, even them are full of mitzvos karimon. Really? Like what's pshat? And why like a rimon? Usually we say we have Rosh Hashanah night, we all have rimonim and we're excited, yiratzon, that we should have zchuyus karimon. Here we're saying that Paish Yisrael is like karimon. Maybe take it away from our Rosh Hashanah table next year, you know? So listen to what the Yismach Moshe says. And this is a little bit of my take on it. But if you look at, if we have a rimon, a pomegranate, a beautiful, beautiful fruit, but is there a fruit that has more klipas, that has a harder klipa, a harder shell, and more exterior than the rimon? The rimon has the least fruit, right? You have to break it open, and even inside are all these layers of more peels and more klipas until you get to the tiny little bit of fruit, and even the fruit is only on the outside of a little seed. It's mamish all klipas. It's all peels. It's all exterior. And it's like mamish hard as a rock, the exterior. It's hard even to get through. There's very little panemius, very little inside the rimon, right? Very little. An apple? Pumfakert. An apple, the peel, the outside, the chitonius, is mamish, the thinnest of thin. We eat right through it. We don't even take it off. So listen to what Yismach Moshe says, Chevra. That vada, every Jew is doing mitzvahs. But you know the difference between a tzaddik and a paish Yisrael? When a paish Yisrael does a mitzvah, he does a lot of mitzvahs. He does a lot of mitzvahs. But he's doing his mitzvahs for all different ulterior motives. He's doing his mitzvahs because he gets a benefit from it, because he enjoys doing the mitzvah. He does a mitzvah so his name could be up on a wall. He does a mitzvah so other people could see him do the mitzvah and give him kavod. He shows up to shul because it's bizayon for his family. He shouldn't be in shul. It's part of culture to be in shul. And there's a kiddush after shul, and there are friends in shul. Davening just happens to happen in between, so I'll read a couple Hebrew words. And l'maisa, you know, he goes to daf yomi shir because his... It's passionate that he should be looked down upon, that he doesn't go. Paish Yisrael are involved in doing all different types of mitzvahs, but those mitzvahs are all for ulterior motives. It's all about the chitzonius of the mitzvah. It's all about the exterior of the mitzvah. There's no pnimius in the mitzvah. Very, very little. Kerimon. Tzadikim aprum vakert. Tzadikim, it's kula lishma. I want to connect to Hashem through the mitzvah. I want to be one with Hashem through the mitzvah. Mitzvah's lav lehenos nidon. It's not about the benefit I get from the mitzvah. That's not what it's. I might get a benefit. We said before, you get a geschmack when you learn Torah. Beautiful. But the reason I'm learning, and the reason I'm davening, the reason I want to connect to Hashem, I want to connect to the Panemius, I want to connect to the Ruchnius of it. If I don't want to get any kavod from it. I'm not looking to have any anah from it. That's Ketapuach. That's Ketapuach. And that was also Nasa v'Nishma. That's the same Nasa v'Nishma. Now I'm going to do it even if I don't understand it. Even if I don't see any benefit for myself, I'm going to do it. That's why it was when Yaakov walks in, like Yitzchak Avinu says, Ketapuach, you're a tzaddik. So Bezer Yom Yisbarach, each and every one of us should be zoicha. Every one of us is doing mitzvahs. The mitzvah should be Ketapuach and Nakarima. The mitzvah should be Lishma. The mitzvah should be full of Kedusha, full of Ruchnis, for Pnimius. That chus will be zoicha to Allah brachos. Because here, Vayorech Esreach Begada Vevrachehu, Vayomareich Beyakreach Asada. When Yitzchak Avinu smelled the smell of Ketapuach, Ve'evrecheu gave it brachos. So to we, if that's how we are showing my Torah mitzvos, for the pnimius of the Torah mitzvos, we'll be zoichar ala brachos of simcha and bracha for us and for all of Klal Yisrael. Have a halig, a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh. Hey,
Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, Shabbos Kodesh, hi, Shabbos Kodesh. Shabbos Kodesh, 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 Shabbos Kodesh